Okay, Sarah, what happened? What went through your mind when you found out that your dad had terminal cancer?
Yeah, it was devastating. I mean, my dad, I was with his daddy's little girl. I loved my dad very much. We'd be, always been very close. So to find out that he was, that I was going to lose him, he wouldn't be around anymore, was all destroyed.
Right. So what happened in the next few weeks after being told the news?
Yeah, so in those first few weeks, there are of course the kind of range of emotions you go through, which are really difficult. There are also lots of practical problems. So, you know, it's kind of how are we going to care for Dad? How are we actually going to try and encourage to fight for life as well? What are we going to do for money? I mean, my dad was always the breadwinner, kind of bringing in the money into the house. So what's going to happen with that? What benefits are we going to have? And how are things affecting my little brother who was only 12 at the time?
Yeah. You mentioned earlier while we were talking that you said that Macmillan Service was such a great support to you. How did they support you and your family?
Yeah. So Macmillan were amazing. I mean, they really enabled us. In the main, the most important thing for us was that my dad could stay at home and die at home. We didn't want him going into hospital or into hospice, which meant we could face it together as a family unit. So Macmillan nurses would come in and dispense medicine, give advice, change dressings, and provided that kind of 24-hour round-the-clock support that meant that we could be together. They also provided a social worker that understood benefits to help with the financial side, so we weren't kind of suffering additional unnecessary hardship. And then they also helped my little brother find him a counsellor to help him talk through some of the things that he was feeling as a child. Young person in distress.
That's amazing. And if anyone's out there, please donate and support Macmillan Services because they're doing an amazing job. Thank you for coming today.
And then people.
That's it.